This is KCUR 89.3. There's so much illegal trash dumping in Kansas City that the city has more than doubled the number of investigators assigned to help clean it up. The dumps contain everything from hazardous waste to limbs and brush. KCUR's Sam Zeff spent the day with an investigator, and the ride along took him all over the city.
Alan Ashurst starts his day like a lot of us.
What's your standard quick trip morning routine?
My coffee and a couple of doggers. I like the old-fashioned donut. It's good.
But then his day veers into a realm that is odd, ubiquitous, and hidden to most of Kansas City.
But something that all these dump sites have in common is that you cannot, no matter where they're at, is they are out of the way of prying eyes.
For 5 years, Ashurst has been hunting illegal dumpers. Last year, he filed cases against 165 people, many with multiple citations.
Few things surprise me anymore. I've caught people from Leawood coming into KC mowing dumping. It doesn't matter. Illegal dumping knows no gender, no race. It's a lot of lazy.
Our first stop is an out-of-the-way dead end off Tiffany Springs Parkway, just south of the airport.
They chose me for this job because I'm so small and nimble.
He's anything but, really. Ashurst takes a ladder from his truck and pulls the memory card out of a surveillance camera mounted on a tree. This is a relatively new dump site.
Give me a quick tour of what we've got here.
Of course, you've got your popular tires. These come from a shop or something because scrappers will take the copper out of the inner walls and then dump it. You can always tell who's scrapping and who's not. This looks like another job of the U.S. Postal Service.
He's referring to a story from January where a surveillance camera at 45th and Garfield captured a post office worker dumping mail. Illegal dumping has always been a problem in Kansas City, and it's not just unsightly.
So there's a lot of other criminal activity that's going on in addition to the dumping in those areas.
Councilwoman Alicia Kennedy chairs Council's Public Safety Committee.
If there's a pile of junk outside your house, and if you're not inclined to call the city to come pick that up, if I commit a crime, you're probably not going to call that either. If you're not going to report trash, you're not going to report crime.
So it looks like somebody pulled up and drug something right through here. I've had cases like this where you can see something was clearly drugged across the sidewalk and went right to a neighbor's house. Pretty incriminating stuff.
We're at 28th and Chelsea, and Ashurst is checking on a mountain of trash bags in an empty lot.
What are you looking for?
I am looking for anything that's going to give me an address. Just like that.
That address, just two doors down from the dump.
I'm Alan, I'm with the city.
The tenants say it wasn't them and point to their landlord. The city says it spends $2 million a year cleaning up illegal dumps. If Ashurst can't find the dumper, he makes sure the city at least cleans up the mess. While the Chelsea Avenue dump is bad, it's far worse in the Dunbar neighborhood near Stadium Drive and Cleaver Boulevard.
West of Jackson, Cleveland, and on either side of the street, trash and trash and trash and trash.
That's Mamie Hughes, a Dunbar resident and longtime activist. She says property owners aren't held accountable. The neighborhood association isn't as strong as it once was, and dumping in Dunbar isn't a high priority for the city.
There is a feeling that this isn't really high on that list of things that they want to deal with.
But the Neighborhood and Housing Services Department is attacking the dumps more aggressively, and last week added three more full-time investigators, bringing the total to five.
Okay. I got you some gloves so you can get through this bag here.
You need me to help search?
Probably not in your job description, right?
Back at 28th and Chelsea with investigator Alan Ashurst, he spoke to the landlord on the phone, who says he will come and pick up his illegally dumped trash bags.
Not a half bad outcome.
Anybody could have dumped that. It was probably him. Like I said a minute ago, compliance is what we're after. He's not going to clean all this up, but at the end of the day, he's going to clean up some of his own trash, and I bet you he won't do it again. And that's really what we're looking for.
A check of that property this week shows it's still clean. Perhaps compliance, at least on this lot, has been achieved. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
You can learn more about Alan Ashurst and the thankless job of being an illegal dumping investigator on KCUR's Central Standard, this morning at 10.